This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, launching into the second hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves. Racists, conservatives, and lower intelligence people, how do the three tie in together or not at all? We'll find out here in a moment. Daryl has the story. Also, you can join us on the air here to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We ended up going off into the esoteric realm of things like law of attraction. Although these things shouldn't be esoteric, more people should learn about this stuff, and I guess that's why they call it The Secret, because only certain people supposedly know about these things and put them into use, raising one's vibration, aligning with Source, or as Ty was describing it, becoming truly human, or fully human, I guess. So you can comment on those things, or cannabis. We had the news about in the U.S. House, them voting with a fairly decent margin to order the DEA to stop doing raids on medical marijuana clinics, growers, operators in the states in which medical cannabis is legal. That's moving forward. It's not a done deal yet, but they're working on that. So lots of stuff to talk about here tonight. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian here.
Bo. And Daryl.
Bo Davis is joining us from the 101 Reasons Film. 101reasonsfilm.com is the website. Some great teaser videos up there give you a taste of what the final product is going to be like. It's going to be a feature-length documentary film that focuses on why New Hampshire is such a great destination for people who love freedom. Right,
yeah,
Bo?
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be released. We are shooting for November of this year.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
And I presume you guys are going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival with cameras. In tow?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we'll be filming there. And we'll be setting up for interviews, hoping to get, you know, speakers and new movers and the likes.
Are you looking to talk to prospective movers as well, people who are considering a move?
I would like to do a segment like that. Mm-hmm. I would like to have actually a pre-release video put out.
Because it's always interesting to talk to the people who are like the new first-timers at Porkfest.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what that's like, right? Because I moved here in 2006 as part of the Free State Project. For those who don't know what that is, it's 20,000 liberty-loving people all coming to New Hampshire together and getting active, and we're still in the process of getting to that 20,000 number. But anyway, when I moved, there were only like 100-some people that had moved, and I didn't go to Porkfest before I moved. So I moved, went to Porkfest after I had made the move. I had been here for almost a whole year before I was able to attend my first Porcupine Freedom Festival, because I moved in Labor Day of 2006, and Porkfest is in June every year, so it wasn't until June of 2007, and Porkfest was a lot smaller of an event back then. I mean, it was still an awesome event, and it was a really good time, but it was nothing then like what it is now, and it's really hard to fathom how mind-bogglingly amazing it must be to come to Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, this awesome summertime camping festival that the Free State Project puts on every year, to come into that and experience it for the first time in its full 2014 form. That's going to be an amazing experience for people.
Oh, yeah. Actually, my first Porkfest was 2011,
mm-hmm.
and I shot a video called it's on YouTube called Porkfest First Timers on the Liberty on Tour channel, and that was actually, it was pretty fun because it was my first Porkfest too, you know, and I'm going around asking, you know, I'm seeking out all these first timers, and everybody had wonderful things to say, you know. It's a family friendly event, you know, and all kinds of things to do.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would review that, you know.
I think I should,
that.
yeah,
do another one basically.
Absolutely.
So, very cool. Come check out the 101 Reasons film. Come be a part of it at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And in the meantime, you're traveling around New Hampshire Yep. You're going to different locales. I know you've spent some time in, Manchester recently or the Seacoast?
Yeah, I just got back from Manchester yesterday, actually. So
cool. What stuff did you check out while you were there?
Well, I was on the Rebel Love show.
Great.
And as well as the True Objectivist podcast. I went to Concord, and I interviewed Eileen Landes of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
She's a real activist. I mean, that's an amazing organization, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, something that Free Staters and New Hampshire Natives formed together to actually review all of the legislation, actually read every piece of legislation that comes out every year, and then they make recommendations on, if you love freedom, how do you vote on this legislation? And they put out recommendations to all of the state representatives, like, okay, yeah, you get your recommendations from the Republicans or the Democrats, but here's the recommendations if you actually care about freedom.
Right.
And beyond that, they actually rate all of the state reps every year. They rate them on key issues based on how they voted on certain legislation that would have affected that, and they give them a grade between A and F, and then below F, there's constitutional threat. But it's just an amazing group of the amount of dedication you have to actually sit and read through all of that legislation, even when you have dozens of volunteers, is tremendous.
Not everybody reads every piece of legislation.
Not everyone in the organization. They divvy it up between the, you know, however many volunteers they have. But still, there's a lot of legislation.
Right. I just want to make it clear that, you know, if somebody decides they want to volunteer for the NHLA, they're not going to say, you have to read all 700 bills that were introduced.
No, it's not like that. In fact, if you volunteer, then everyone has to read fewer bills.
Right.
Or read less pages. So it's awesome. And that's just one organization that is active here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So you're shooting, you're busy, 101reasonsfilm.com. Check that out. And, Bo, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, always appreciate having you on, and I'm sure we'll be kept up to date by you and or the other producers, of which I am actually one of the other producers of the film. Honored to be a part of this. I think it's very exciting, and we'll keep you in the loop as it develops, as more new videos are being put out. We'll share them on the Free Talk Live Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter, as we've been doing. So very cool. Let's go to Lot. He's in Michigan City listening to WIMS. Hello, Lot.
Namaste, brothers. How is everyone today?
Hey, Lot. Doing great. What's on your mind?
Hey, what I wanted to say was, in regards with Ty, love you. Uncle Fudd, love you as well. Just wanted to say that he made a really good point, and it's not just thought, it's being, and it's being regardless of whatever it is. And what it is our perspective of whether it's a good event or a bad event or a moment or a day, a month, year, week, whatever time. It's looking at the time, it's looking at the event as that it is, not associating yourself to it and being above it.
Well, that's kind of a Buddhist perspective, right? Like just sort of encountering life and understanding that life is going to involve pain sometimes, but not getting attached to things. So therefore, you won't experience as much suffering when those things are taken away, trying to, you know, not be detached. You can still be involved in life, but at the same time, let the moment pass, I guess you could say.
Yes, and it's not necessarily a Buddhist, I mean, it might have been worded that way, but I've gone through, you know, all the different types of religions and spiritualities, and I've kind of got into them, kind of see what the information that they're trying to provide you in the sense of trying mm-hmm. to guide you. It's all pretty much talking about the same thing.
A lot of it is. A lot of it's very, very similar. There are a lot of themes between different world religions that they share. And, of course, you know, people that hold on to certain religions seem to believe that theirs is the only true way. And it seems to me that there are different ways.
It's a combination. It's really ultimately is our life is subjectively objective. We have an objective, but we live it subjectively by what we choose. We choose to see things the way we want to see it, whether we believe is right or wrong. Now, regardless of any religion, when they ask the individual in which they are obtaining this information, and this is also a question towards you, Ian, if you don't mind, could you answer the question, I am, with one word, and truly be and express truly who you are as an individual? In one word.
Boy, that's an interesting question to fill in after I am with one word and to be able to express who you truly are as individual. Thank you, Laz.
Hyphenated words are still one
that's
word.
That's true. Thanks.
So I could do like an entire paragraph and just hyphenate everything together.
Thanks for the call, Laz. I like the idea that I'm a part of the universe, that I am an extension
that's
of
more than
all
one
that
word.
Is. Yeah. We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm universal? How about that? It's Free Talk Live.
No. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. We're changing things up in our third seat for tonight. We had Bo Davis on earlier, the producer and main editor of the 101 Reasons film. We now have Ellen joining us, who is our normal Friday night co-host. Welcome, Ellen.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, everyone.
Always good to have you here on Free Talk Live. You are one of the hosts of ALP. We can talk more about that later on tonight. Of course, Daryl still here with me.
Yes.
So we can go on and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget about blockchain.info. If you have not yet gotten your Bitcoin wallet, I just actually got a new phone, so I had to install the blockchain app on there, which is no problem because your Bitcoins aren't stored on your phone. The Bitcoins are on the Bitcoin network. So it doesn't matter if your phone falls into, the toilet or something like that. Your Bitcoins will be fine. Your phone, you're probably getting a new phone, but your Bitcoins will survive the process if you have the blockchain wallet. Because blockchain doesn't store your wallet on your device. They've encrypted your wallet on their servers. They don't even have access to the Bitcoins in your wallet. And that would mean that the NSA, the FBI, they also do not have access. Go to blockchain.info to get your own personal Bitcoin wallet. And if you're a merchant, you've got a physical location where you want to be able to receive Bitcoins from your customers in real life, then you need the blockchain.com app. It's a brand new app that they put out. Blockchain.com is where you go to get the merchant app. There's no terms of service, no ID requirements, and no fees. Blockchain.com. Go grab the app for your favorite Android-based device today. Daryl, let's change gears here and talk about the story you had brought in tonight. This is about conservatives. This is about, is it bigots?
Racists.
Racists. And people of lower intelligence.
Yes.
Tell me about it. And where's it coming from?
The story here comes from Psychology Today.
Good source. I like their stuff.
And it's actually about a year old, but it came into my Facebook feed a few days ago.
So it's new to you.
So it's new to me. So I have to sort of, go back in time a little bit at the beginning of this story here. The author of the story writes, "This morning, I logged on to Facebook. I came upon this image," and she includes a picture in the article here, that it's a picture of one of the Tsarnaev brothers.
One of the alleged bombers.
The alleged bomber of the Boston Marathon. And next to his photo, it says, "Became an American on September 11th, 2012. Yeah. Let's pass that immigration bill."
So this is supposed to be anti-immigration propaganda?
Right. This photo that she came across. And then up under that, it says, "Yeah, about that." And it's got pictures of other mass murder people that are all Americans that killed Americans. And she
like
says,
Timothy McVeigh.
Timothy McVeigh and the guy from Arizona, Joseph Lautner.
And, oh, yeah, the guy that shot the Congress lady.
Right. And they actually think that the Congress lady was just sort of a innocent bystander that happened to get shot by a bullet, because the judge was the first person to get hit by a bullet and was the first person to die.
There was a judge who was shot there?
Yes.
Wow.
But that was overlooked because a congresswoman was there and got hit by the second or third bullet.
It makes you wonder if there's anybody else that was killed that was just overlooked.
I don't know.
There were several other people that were hit. I don't remember if anybody else was killed.
Okay, but they're not nearly as important as this congresswoman.
Right, right. So it says that this image was shared by a group called Too Informed to Vote Republican. So she began wondering about this and recalled an old journal article that she came across when studying anti-Islamic attitudes post 9/11. And I pick up in the second paragraph here. It says, "The paper referenced a correlation between conservatism and low intelligence. Uncertain of its origins, I located a thought-provoking article published in one of psychology's top journals, Psychological Science, which in essence confirms this. She says that Hodson and Busseri, she doesn't give a first name for the people that did the study, Hodson and Busseri found in a correlation study that lower intelligence in childhood is predictive of greater racism in adulthood, with this effect being mediated, partially explained, through conservative ideology. They also found poor abstract reasoning skills were related to homophobic attitudes, which was mediated through authoritarianism and low levels of intergroup contact.
So people not so bright are more likely to be conservative and more likely to be bigoted, is what you're saying.
That's what
according
the
to
study,
psychology today.
That's what the study is saying.
See, I could understand how ignorance is related to bigotry, but at the same time, how does that correspond with conservatism?
Well, not ignorance. We're not talking about ignorance, right? We're talking about
low intelligence
talking
levels.
About stupidity.
Okay.
Right, and
the incurable disease.
Yeah. Well, the word conservative means someone who supports the status quo. So.
Well, it seems to also mean someone who harkens back to some sort of better time,
right?
That wants to return to that time. Whether that actually exists, or whether their vision of that time was real or not, is another question.
Right.
But I think that's sort of more of the standard issue conservative. But
right.
You're right. The definition of to conserve would be to remain the same.
Right. The article here continues. It says what this study and those before it suggest is not necessarily that all liberals are geniuses and all conservatives are ignorant. Rather, it makes conclusions based off of averages of groups. The idea is that for those who lack cognitive ability to grasp complexities of our world, strict right-wing ideologies may be more appealing. Dr. Brian Nosek explained it for the Huffington Post as follows. Ideologies get rid of the messiness and impose a simple solution. So it may not be surprising that people with less cognitive capacity will be attracted to simplifying ideologies. For an excellent continuance of this discussion and past studies, please see this article from Live Science, and then she links over to another article. And there's a little bit more on this. But I've got some thoughts.
Yeah, I was going to say, why did you bring this forward? I mean, this seems like a hit piece against conservatives.
It does. But what I'm thinking is that a lot of people that want to seem to be intelligent will hold views that are opposite of the people that they deem to be less intelligent. So people that, based on this study, people that are quote-unquote less intelligent are conservative. So I think a lot of people that want to seem as though they're intelligent will hold what are considered to be liberal views.
Okay.
They might not necessarily understand the complexities of why they hold the view, we're not them. Mm. And it also fits the narrative of people with less cognitive ability want an ideology that is simple. And the Democrats, for the most part,
I want you to explain this again for me. Hang on. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live here in moments.
You want intimacy and pleasure back in your love life? Don't ask if. They ask when. So men, spark up your love life. Get pleasure and intimacy back and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliches. Disclaimers, man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled BUYEPICNIGHTS.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. It's toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. We have a mobile site at m.freetalklive.com as well. And don't forget that ProXPN is a great solution for privacy online. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can download their software there for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. If you're a Linux user, just email their support department. They'll give you some instructions. Pretty easy to get it set up with Linux as well. Just takes a few extra steps. Of course, that's how Linux is with everything. Go to proxpn.com/FTL.
Why do you hate Linux?
I don't hate Linux. I just don't really care for it that much. I've used it, and I will use it again in the future, I'm sure, for certain things. proxpn.com/FTL. Doesn't matter what operating system is your preference. They've got you covered. And when I say have you covered, I mean they're literally covering what you're doing online to at least to your ISP's eyes. Your internet service provider is probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter, and then keeping that information for up to 5 years. You can stop that from happening by using ProXPN, and you can go and download it right now at proxpn.com/FTL. You can do it for free. They actually have a free account there. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium level, you can do that with our discount code, FTL20. That saves you 20% off of the regular price of their premium account, which, by the way, allows you to select the server of your choice around the world. The premium account also offers unlimited bandwidth as well as the ability to privately torrent. Plus, you can get past regionally blocked websites
Pro XPN is a really handy tool, and you can get it for $5 a month if you order the annual plan using our discount code FTL20 for that 20% for the lifetime of the account discount. There's also a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and Pro XPN does not keep records of your online habits, unlike your internet service provider. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. As we continue here, Daryl, you were kind of telling us about this article from Psychology Today, which goes into some detail about people of lower intellect and how apparently that a lower intellect
as a child
means that you are more likely to be bigoted in the future and or conservative.
Yes.
Not necessarily both. Right.
So I'll read again. It
you
says,
could be a bigoted lefty.
The study from 2012 found in a correlation that lower intelligence in childhood is predictive of greater racism in adulthood, with this effect being mediated, partially explained, through conservative ideology. The study and others like it do not suggest that all liberals are geniuses and all conservatives are ignorant. Rather, it makes conclusions based off of averages of groups. And there's someone, Dr. Brian Nosek, who explained as follows that ideologies get rid of the messiness and impose a simple solution. So it may not be surprising that people with less cognitive capacity will be attracted to simplified ideologies. And so
what is the ideology of a conservative anyway? I mean, these people don't even have a principle, and neither do liberals. They don't have an ideology, do they?
They have an ideology. It's just not fairly it's not very principled.
You can't define it.
You can't really define it, and it's not principled, but it's still an ideology. The Republicans' ideology is, we're not Democrats. The Democrats' ideology is, we're not Republicans. So both of those attract people that don't want to think about the details of any particular issue. They attract people that just want to be the opposite of whatever that guy is.
Really? I thought Republicans were like champions of militarization and Democrats were champions of like the welfare system. But I find it kind of ironic that they're taking averages based on conclusions they've drawn from groups of people, because that's kind of what racism is. You're taking the average actions of people in one specific group and applying that judgment to each individual within that group. Maybe it's not true for everyone.
I don't know if that's racism. Racism generally has to do with thinking of one race, usually your own, as being superior to other races.
Right, but that means you have to look down on the other races. So if you're looking down on, say, like Hispanics or African Americans, like you have to be thinking that everybody within that group of people is below you in some way based on some judgment you've made on the entire group and not each individual person.
Right, but you could also be bigoted against, left-handed people. Like, I've never met a left-handed person that wasn't a serial killer, therefore all left-handed people are evil. Like, that's not at all logical.
Well, no,
but that would be a
correlation's
bigoted,
not causation.
Right, but that would be a bigoted thing to say about all left-handed people based on the actions of one or two. And for the record, I don't know if I've ever met a left-handed person that was a serial killer. I was just, making a metaphor there.
Well, and this isn't the results of this study aren't bigoted necessarily either, right? They're just showing the results. They're saying that their results were that if you are of lower intellect, you are more likely to be a bigot.
Right, and I'm not trying to discredit the entire study. I'm just saying it's a little bit ironic, but that's how every scientific study is. You have to take all of the results and make a conclusion based on a generalization.
Well, plus, you also should be able to duplicate the study as well, right?
Right.
And we don't know if that's the case with this.
Well, it says this study and others like it suggest.
So it's a meta-analysis? It was multiple studies they looked at?
The author of this article apparently has looked at more than one, okay, because she does say that this study and those before it suggest blah, blah, blah.
So the suggestion is that lower intelligence people might be more likely to be bigoted and might be more likely to be conservative, right?
Yes.
Is that the takeaway here? Somebody might look at that and say, oh, well, you're just saying liberals are smarter. Well, that's the suggestion there, but
says that that's not what we're saying. It says we are not saying that all liberals are geniuses and all conservatives are ignorant.
Of course that's not what they're saying. They're not saying all of them. They're
not all of them are geniuses.
They're saying that if you're lower intellect, you're more likely to be.
Right, and I'm saying that people that have the, you know, liberal ideologies are probably they lack just as much cognitive ability. They just want to be seen as being smarter.
Yeah, but if they want to be seen as being smarter, then and that would suggest they're not as in, or that they're as smart or not as smart as the conservatives. So why aren't they scoring similarly? Why is it not an even Steven deal as to whether or not they would be liberals or conservatives? I mean, this seems to definitely suggest that conservatives are more likely to have dummies within their ranks than are liberals.
It doesn't even say that. It says lower intelligence in childhood is predictive of racism in adulthood.
Yes.
So just because you read five more books as a child doesn't make you a lot smarter as an adult.
Okay.
So just because you were in the, you know, special class in school where you were the bluebird in the reading class, that doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to be much more intelligent as an adult.
So is this also implying that you could have been less intelligent when you were younger, but when you grow up, you're just that much smarter? And, like, no matter how smart you are when you're an adult, even though you were stupid as a child, basically, like, that's the only thing that matters, even if you gain intelligence in adulthood,
that's
not going to make you change your viewpoints?
Based on the sentence here that said that there was correlation between lower intelligence in childhood that is predictive of greater racism in adulthood. So it sounds as though they were somehow figuring out how intelligent somebody was as a child.
Yeah.
And then figuring out what their actions and thoughts were as an adult.
They're not talking about intellect as an adult.
Right.
Being more likely to be a conservative, like a lower intellect is more likely to be conservative as an adult.
Right.
I thought
that's
what
they
were saying. They're not saying that. Okay. Thanks for clarifying. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts here. 855-453. Personally, it doesn't matter to me who's smarter, whether liberals or conservatives. I don't want a smart person ruling over me or a dumb person ruling over me. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with pure Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the six most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 6 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-2945. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-2945. 1-800-514-2945.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial on in toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. We'll get you approved, and it'll be easy for you to call us from that point forward. The us includes me, Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And Daryl's here courtesy of his website, which is fpp.cc. Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac are killing the mortgage industry. But the mortgage minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, has found some ways around the rules and organizations. Private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things look good. Stated income loans are back. These were truly less trouble than traditional mortgages. You state your income, truthfully, obviously, and they get you a loan. Rates are great, and it's never been easier to get a loan. If you need to refinance or get cash out, call the Mortgage Minute Guy at 1-866-288-0088 or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. That's 866-288-0088 or MortgageMinuteGuy.com. We're talking about intellect and political viewpoint. Let's go to Ron in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Ron, with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Hey, guys. I love your show, and I came into this a little late, but as I turned you on, and I wish you were on my radio more, you said something to the effect of conservatives have no ideology.
And then some neither do liberals.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. I mean, I respect guys, and you have lots of different opinions, but I mean, conservatives have no ideology and have no backup and no reason, no thing they believe. And
what's the principle that backs the conservative viewpoint?
Well, I mean, it's universal to everything. It's small government, limited powers of government, maximum personal freedom. I mean, you can go on and on. I mean, I can if you like.
Well, wait, if that were true, if that were true, then why wouldn't conservatives support ending the war on drugs in general? I mean, they generally don't. Why wouldn't conservatives, if they're for small government, be in favor of reducing the size of the military, bringing troops home from around the world? I don't hear that coming from conservatives. Do you?
Well, I don't think that. Yeah, it's debatable, but I don't. I mean, if I guess you could say small government, as in regards to the military, you could say small government as, you know, small numbers of employees in government. I think if
you mean except for the military, right, because it's usually the. When you say that, you mean with the exception of the military, because most conservative talk show hosts, at least, certainly aren't calling for the reduction in the size of the scope of the military. I mean, you know, maybe what you're saying is that if conservatives have this small government ideology, that all these people calling themselves conservatives aren't actually conservatives?
No, I think the conservative principles regarding the federal government are that it should be constrained to the 16 things that it's specifically allowed to do in the Constitution. The primary function of the federal government is to defend the territory of the United States. So that's perfectly within not that we necessarily have to go invade Vietnam, but...
Right, but are they acting on those principles?
Say again?
Are they acting on those principles?
Well, no. I mean, it depends on who you define as a conservative.
Who would you define as a conservative?
Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Charles Krauthammer.
Was George W. Bush a conservative?
I'm sorry?
I said, was George W. Bush a conservative?
No. No, he ran as one, but then, come on, he doubled the education department. Conservatives would close the education department.
So there are people that run as conservatives that aren't actually, like, they're trying to ruin the name of conservatives?
Everyone runs as a conservative. This is a conservative country, except for a small cadre of nutcases. Everyone, liberals run as conservatives. Barack Obama runs as a conservative. Everybody runs as a conservative. It's just who governs as a conservative. But to say that there's no principles, I mean, the same thing for the liberals. I mean, they want statism. They want fascism. They want control of the individual by the state. They want the state to be involved in every decision and every... To say they have no ideology, that's just fascist.
Well, to me, an ideology is something that's, and maybe I'm confusing ideology with principle, but
you are
an ideology should have a principle, and it seems like conservatism and liberalism do not have principles. They just seem to be political philosophies based on the viewpoints of a few people who happen to be the trendsetters in that philosophy at a given moment. So whatever the Ted Cruz was, I don't know much about him. I've heard his name thrown around.
He's a senator from Texas, and he goes around. That's Marco Rubio that's from Florida. Ted Cruz fearmongers about how the Democrats are trying to eliminate free speech.
Okay. Wait a minute.
The Senate Majority Leader just introduced a resolution to amend the Constitution to change the First Amendment. How can you say they're not against free speech? Go to any campus and say, I love Ronald Reagan, and see how long it takes before they pick you up and throw you off the grounds.
That's
pretty ridiculous.
What do you mean
they're not against free speech?
I don't think that's what he said.
I said that he's fear-mongering, saying that they're trying to take it away. The House joint resolution that was introduced has zero chance of getting a two-thirds majority in both the Senate and the House of Representatives, and even less chance of being ratified by three-fifths of the state legislatures.
Okay, so he's fear-mongering because liberals want to take away free speech but don't currently have the power.
He's saying that they're trying to do it, and just because... And the amendment, or rather the House joint resolution or Senate joint resolution that was introduced, would say that the federal government can regulate money in politics. And while I'm certainly sympathetic to the fact that, you know, money is needed in politics, the fact that this is basically a symbolic resolution that will go nowhere, then yes, it is fear-mongering to say that Harry Reid is going to eliminate free speech before the end of the year. That is certainly fear-mongering.
If you are a leading political figure and you want to intern all Japanese citizens, but you just don't have the votes, it's not fear-mongering to say you're a totalitarian nutcase and you need to be out of politics. Just because they don't have the votes yet to impose complete authoritarianism, you guys are libertarians. Who am I talking to? You're the keen free state people.
I'm in no way defending Harry Reid being a wacko that wants to enslave the world. I'm just saying there are more realistic things to go attack Harry Reid on.
Well, look, okay. I find all of this, particularly, you know, this back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats to be this unending conflict that is so pointless. You bring up these conservatives as though they're these the people out there trumpeting the ideas of small government, but when have they actually done anything for smaller government? I mean, the Republicans were in charge for a number of years during the Bush administration. Wasn't it six straight years, something like that? Well, where's the smaller government, Ron?
See, that's what I'm wondering, because there's so many people that run as, like, conservative or liberal or, you know, even libertarian sometimes, and it seems like nothing gets done as far as reducing the size of the state goes. They're just taking advantage of these names so that they can get more supporters.
Precisely. That's why there's a Tea Party, because the Republican Party, I didn't bring up these people. I responded to your question, who do I believe are conservatives? And I did not posit that George Bush is a conservative. I agree that he wasn't. You're conflating conservatives with Republicans, and that's why there's a Tea Party, because it's the Republican wing of the Republican Party.
I don't even know what that means.
I've been to Tea Parties, Ron, and I've heard the rhetoric coming from just the average folks that are there at the Tea Party, not the speakers, not the politicians that are trying to utilize the Tea Party as a platform to springboard their political campaign. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about just the average folks. And I hear a lot of xenophobia, a lot of fear about immigration, and you know that to me sounds like somebody who wants to increase the size of the state. You got a lot of support of the troops, which of course is a huge arm of the state, and I don't see anybody necessarily being very consistent on their calls for smaller government. It seems like conservatives have their favorite programs, and they want to make those programs bigger.
Well, you're bringing in a supposition that I've talked to you about before. I don't believe you're correct at all, that you don't believe there should be any immigration laws at all. You don't believe there should be a border at the United States. Do you believe it should be a great big shank?
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. I'm in favor of freedom. You either have freedom or you don't. And you either have a free country.
In America. You have American freedom. You know, it's like, okay.
No. No, freedom belongs to all human beings. Freedom is something that all human beings should have. And if they can get to this plot of land, they should be able to have more of it, because this is supposed to be a free country. I thank you, Ron, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. This is so common amongst conservatives, this fear of immigration, the fear of the idea of allowing other people coming here. And it's true for liberals as well. You know, a lot of them support the Border Patrol and the military and things like that. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, we're just picking on conservatives here. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Hour 3 is next.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.